Me in your Bibles, please, for our next reading, which we'll find in Job chapter 23. Job chapter 23, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired Word of God. Then Job answered and said, "Even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. There the righteous might dispute with him, so should I be delivered forever from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. Backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Therefore I am troubled at his presence. When I consider, I am afraid of him. For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me. Because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither hath he covered the darkness from my face." May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. It is an interesting response that we have here from Job. Remember now, we are in the third course. Eliphaz has given his third speech, and it has been the most vehement of all. If you remember from last week, he began by simply throwing out accusations, unsubstantiated, against Job, in much specificity. Whereas before they had said to Job, "There must be some great thing that you've done." Now Eliphaz just throws off all restraint in his frustration and pounds upon Job with accusation after accusation. And so in this most vehement of accusations, then, we would expect Job's most vehement defense. And that is indeed what we have here. Job is defending himself the more vehemently in this case than he has yet in the past. And I want you to see that in his defense, he does good and he does not so good. Both are true. The first thing is that is good is his complete faith and confidence in God, his Redeemer. His complete faith and confidence in God as Redeemer. He stands before his God in such a way that he knows he will not be condemned. Not because he is perfect, but because he has done nothing that these men have accused him of doing. All of your accusations, they have not touched me. I have not done these things. I submit my case in the face of these accusations to God. And you will find that I will be vindicated of these things. This is how Job begins. This is why he says, "I would order my case before him, and he will not cast me off. He will receive me. I would know," notice, "not your accusation, but his accusation against me." These are very stout and strong words. And yet, the accusation that Job is under perhaps call for them. Now, he doesn't do so very well in that there may be an overstating of his case, in that he is coming to God in such a way, defending himself before his friends. He comes to God with perhaps less humility than he ought to come, with perhaps more self-vindication than he ought to bring. Okay? So that's what we see in Job here. And this is I'm just going to say it this way. I see the greatness of the man here. I see his faith, his piety here. Even though it is colored with some weakness, it's hard to fault Job here for all that he has suffered. My heart goes out to him here. Although I can see some difficulty in what he's saying, I'm want rather, especially coming off of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, to bear and to endure what we see in Job here. So, notice also the difficulty. He says, my heart has been to present myself before God, to have an audience with Him. But what I find is silence. I go forward, I can't see Him. I look behind me, He's not there. On my right hand and on my left, He's not to be found. He's shut me up to this difficulty and sent me friends that accused me. But, now notice this. Oh, this will make you weep. This is what He has appointed for me. Do you hear the faith in that? Do you hear the resignation to the will of God above all things? Although he would defend himself, still he has resigned himself humbly to the will of God. This is what he has appointed for me. And then notice, while he spoke very boldly at the beginning of the chapter, notice toward the end of the chapter, he says, for he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him, therefore I am troubled at his presence. When I consider, I am afraid of him. Not afraid in a slavish fear, but afraid in a reverence of God's consummate holiness. What does it mean when it says that God maketh my heart soft? In other words, you know, sometimes we want soft-heartedness, right? But here, I think what Job is meaning is that he's breaking up my heart so that it has no substance left to it. He's making my heart soft in that I am afraid. I am beaten, battered, and bested in these difficulties. That's what I think he means by having a soft heart. Not in the good sense, but that these afflictions have really conquered him. The Almighty troubleth me. And so we see Job here moving in the right direction, still defending himself against the charges of his friends, but submitting himself to God's judgment, and that by way of faith and confidence, even in the face of not hearing an answer from God. These are good things, I think. Our heart goes out to Job here, although he may have overstated his case inappropriately. Still, we see him as a man in the throes of great difficulty and yet able to persevere. And with that, then, we can rejoice with him. All right, thus ends the reading of Job chapter 23.